Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. We give glory and honor, praise to God. Amen. He is good. He allowed us to awaken on this morning and to be able, amen, to go before him in prayer and in reading of his word, so that he can give us the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding so that we might go forward and actually live this life, amen, that he has given. Jesus said he came that we might have life and that more abundantly. Oh, that we would just take the Lord up on his offer and receive the life-giving power of his spirit, so that we can move mountains even in our lifetime, in the here and now, and we'll see him in peace and then and there. Glory to God. Amen. Today we're reading from Proverbs chapters 8 and 9 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. We give honor and glory to God Almighty. We give honor and glory to our strong Creator. We give honor and glory to our salvation, our Savior, our Deliverer. We praise God because we have the knowledge and the understanding that there's no other name under heaven that is given, has been given among men for the purpose of our salvation, our redemption, except the name of Jesus. And whosoever calls upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. And we give him glory, honor, and praise on this morning. I thank the Lord for the book of Proverbs. Amen. It is a book of wisdom. And wisdom truly is crying in the streets. We even see the changes in the atmosphere, the changes in the earth itself, the animals and the vegetation, the plant life, the trees, all of it. Give glory to God. Amen. They see the changes before we recognize them. We're walking around like they did in the days of Noah, not recognizing the signs of the times. And we're just going around life as usual, and things are changing all around us. The time has changed. Jesus is soon to return. Watch the signs all around. He's soon to return. Amen. And he is pursuing you with that knowing that he is about to come back. And he wants you, amen, to be able to reap his reward as he comes. Say yes to the Lord on today. Amen. Give him your heart. Give him your life. Let him lead you through those treacherous places, those situations that you have no answers for. He does. He saw it before it even came into time. Amen. And it's already done in eternity. Amen. So he already knows what your outcome is. He knows exactly, amen, how to get it done for you. He is our shepherd. Glory to God. David said, amen, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. It means he is the one that makes provision for us. The shepherd makes provision for the sheep before the sheep even knows that it has a need. And the Lord has done the same, very same for us. He is our shepherd. And before we even know that we have a need, before we know that danger is ahead, he is already making the way for us. He has already found a solution. He has already found the provision and has already provided. Open your hands and look at what is in your hands. The provision is there. And that provision, his name is Jesus. Let him in today. Say yes to the Lord. Humble yourself. Amen. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. This is a relationship that you do not want to be without. As a matter of fact, it will enhance every other relationship you have ever had in all your days. You will be able to see the error of your ways in other relationships from the past in this relationship, because he will show you and enlighten you and give you wisdom. Amen. And show you how to walk upright before all men, not just before him. Amen. He'll show you how to love and what loving really is. Amen. The world has one interpretation of what love is, but God has a totally different one. Amen. And his interpretation is love indeed, because God is love. Glory. Hallelujah. We need to grab a hold to this because the time is coming that we won't be able to. Amen. Scripture tells us we'll work while it is day because the time dark nighttime is coming and there no man will be able to work. Glory to God. Amen. Open your hearts and your mind to the wisdom of God Almighty on today, to the wisdom of Jesus, our Savior, on today. Amen. He is pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. Amen. On this day, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of redemption. Today, this day is the day of healing. Amen. The day of breakthrough. Glory to God. This day, hallelujah, don't let this day pass without having an experience with the Spirit of the Lord, without experiencing his presence, without saying yes to him, amen, repenting, turning away from the wicked deeds, from the things that you know are evil, amen, and he'll show you the rest as you go along. As in any relationship, there are boundaries. There are things we will not do. There are things we'll absolutely do because we want to please the one that we're in relationship with, amen. This is no different. As a matter of fact, this is the reason we have those boundaries in relationship, because of God, amen. Amen. Let's get on board. Amen. And let him bless us. He wants to bless us. Bless us. Bless us. That's all he's ever wanted to do. Amen. We were always intended to be in relationship with God himself, with our creator, with our Lord, our Savior, our provider, our keeper, with our strength. We were always intended to be in this relationship, and it will enhance all other relationships and make them all, amen, mind-blowingly awesome. Glory to God, amen. We give him glory, honor, and praise on today. We just give God the glory. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, oh God, as humbly as we know how, thanking you, oh God, hallelujah, for your spirit, thanking you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace toward each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, because you are our strong creator. You created these minds, these souls, and these bodies. You know what we're capable of, the things we're not capable of. You know the places that we've gotten stuck. Lord God, unstick us today. Lord, open our minds and our hearts. Change the landscape of our minds, our thinking, the way we process information. Change us this morning, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, move, oh God, every obstacle and destroy every yoke, every ancient evil that has come against us, even down through the level of our DNA. Close, Lord God, every opening, Lord God, that our ancestors opened up, not knowing, and some maybe even knowing that they were opening up evil through our generations. Close it all, Lord God. Close every door that we accidentally and even purposely may have opened, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we might be full of your presence on today, Lord God, that the fullness of your glory might rest on us today. Lord, in the name of Jesus, bring forth salvation with your mighty hand, oh God. Oh, Lord, and cause everything in the atmosphere, Lord God, to align itself with your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, open our mind to and our spirit, Lord God, to, Lord God, your knowledge, your wisdom, and your understanding, Lord God, to your will, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that our purpose might be fulfilled in the earth, Lord God, and your will be done in each and every listener. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let your word reign, Lord God, on us. Let your power reign on us, Lord God. R-A-I-N and R-E-I-G, R-E-I-G-N, reign and reign, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless, heal, and deliver on today, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. We give glory, honor, and praise, amen, to the Lord. Amen. Jesus, he is Lord, and there is no other. Glory to God, amen. We praise him on today. Glory, amen. I'm reading, and you're hearing from Proverbs chapters 8 and 9. From the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Wisdom. Glory to God. Glory to God. The excellence of wisdom. Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand on the top of the high hill beside the way where the paths meet.
She cries out by the gates, at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the doors. To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. Listen, for I speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things, for my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips, and all the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to him who understands, and right to those who have knowledge. Receive my instruction, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot compare to her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and the evil way, and perverse mouth I hate, and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles. All the judges of the earth, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honors are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may seal their treasuries. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. When there was no depth, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. As yet, he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit so the waters would not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and my delight was with the sons of men. Now, therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor of the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. She has hewn out her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also furnished her table. She has sent out her maidens. She cries out from the highest places of the city. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. As for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness and live and go in the way of understanding. He who corrects a scoffer gets shame for himself, and he who rebukes a wicked man only harms himself. Do not correct a scoffer, lest he hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years of life will be added to you. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself, and if you scoff, you will bear it alone. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knows nothing. For she sits at the door of her house, on a seat by the highest places of the city, to call to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. For him who lacks understanding, she says to him, stolen waters is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the depths are there. He does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of hell. My God, I have read and you have heard from Proverbs chapters 8 and 9 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's ears and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, amen, to these words of wisdom. Wisdom, amen, brings with it life. Wisdom brings with it understanding. Wisdom, in wisdom you will have no lack. Wisdom will make you rich. Hear the words of the Lord on today. Amen. And be wise. Glory to God. I hope you will continue to join me, amen, as we continue in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.